And I want to thank you and Senator Grassley and Senator Rockefeller and Senator Hatch for forging this compromise on such a critical issue of ensuring children, building upon a program that has worked exceptionally well with a federal and state partnership. I know that this is the art of possible, not what is preferable for each of us, but clearly I think it bridged the gap on so many critical issues, and I think most importantly, raising the poverty level income in order to capture more children who have no health insurance in this country that will now bring in additional 3.3 million children. I know, you know, certainly Senator Rockefeller and I would have preferred to go further in some of these issues based on the legislation we introduced, but I think that this is a, you know, great step forward, and I want to thank everybody for working together to ensure that this vital program gets reauthorized, and I think a strong statement and vote by this committee will help build the momentum on the floor. Hopefully there won't, you know, be any efforts to impede the progress of this legislation on the floor or a veto by the President. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in response to the overall issue of cost of health insurance and the cost of this program, and I understand everybody's concerns about, you know, the dimensions, you know, of the price tag associated with it. But I think it should give us a dose of reality. What the average American is facing, the average working family. I mean, these are individuals, you know, struggling every day to provide some measure of health insurance to their families. These are people who are working. You know, half of all individuals under the earning less than $40,000, you know, have had their employers drop their health insurance. Less than $40,000. It's been a 9% drop over the last 10 years. It just demonstrates the drastic picture, you know, that families are facing and confronting. And, you know, when we talk about the cost of this program and how it's escalating, well, I would remind you that as well the states across this country that are assuming the tremendous burden as well. I mean, they're picking up where we leave off, because they recognize it and they confront people every day. In the state of Maine, the average cost for health insurance is more than $12,000 for a family of four. An individual policy is more than $4,000. So I think we have a primary obligation. If we're going to complain about the cost of this program, then I think that it's time to address the issue of health insurance and the 47 million who are uninsured.